Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing you news and other features of interest to the English-speaking Jewish community in Spain and abroad. This week's trivia question is, what is an a'ud, and where can you find one? The answer, later in the program. This week we're very fortunate to have with us the renowned ethnomusicologist Judith Cohen. Judith was born in Montreal, Canada, though her grandparents were from Vilna. After earning a BA in English from McGill University and a BFA Distinction in Music from Concordia University in Montreal, she went on to gain an MA in Medieval Sciences from the University of Montreal. She then gained a PhD in ethnomusicology from the same university with her dissertation on Sephardic music in Canada. For many years, Judith has been working with both Judeo-Spanish Sephardic music and with related traditions, including medieval Iberian music, French-Canadian, Balkan, Yiddish, and also pan-European balladry, comparing Sephardic ballads with those of other traditions. In her seminars and performances, Judith sings songs from all of these sources. She also plays and accompanies herself on the viel, which is a bowed medieval instrument, oud, a type of Middle Eastern lute, dulcimer, and traditional percussion such as the frame drum. She is also an accomplished performer on recorders and pipe and tabor. She often performs with her daughter, Tamara Ilana Cohen Adams. She has carried out fieldwork and research and also performed and lectured in several countries besides Spain and Portugal, including Israel, Morocco, Greece, Turkey, Belgium, and France. Judith is also a founding member of the medieval women's ensemble Na Carenza and of the Montreal Sephardic ensemble Gerineldo, two of whose songs we heard on recent programs on which Sally Levy spoke about Haketia. Judith visited us here at Radio Sefarad recently and kindly agreed to give us an interview. Well, today we have with us Judith Cohen, who's an ethnomusicologist who lives in Canada, and she's going to tell us a little bit about her background and about what she's doing. Could you first tell us a little bit about where you're from and your educational background, how you became interested in this?
That's a lot of different questions. I'm from Montreal. My family's been there for about a century, I guess. We're Ashkenazi from Lithuania, Latvia, Russia. And I did a pretty general BA with music and English and French and philosophy and things. And then I did a master's in medieval studies. And I wrote my thesis on women musicians in medieval Spain in the Muslim and Jewish and Christian communities. But this was ages ago before it became such a popular subject.
That must have been hard to get information about.
It was kind of difficult, but it was really fascinating. And then I sort of moved sideways, I guess, into ethnomusicology because you couldn't really go back anymore, and we don't have any Jewish or any Muslim music from that time. We only have Christian music in the manuscripts.
Mm-hmm.
So we can talk about Jewish musicians and Jewish poets and what they did and where they sang and how, you know, almost everything, but we don't have the music. So I got kind of frustrated and ended up in ethnomusicology, so at least I could find out what people sang like as far back as we have recording equipment.
Which and isn't also, really that far, if you
think. Well, it's about a century, which given Jewish history is nothing. It's just a little blip. But also, because I had traveled a lot, right after I did my first degree, my undergraduate degree, I spent a year traveling and I lived in Spain for 4 or 5 months. This was still actually under the Franco regime. And then I went to Morocco and I went to Turkey for a few months and the Balkans and where else? Portugal. And I had done a lot of Balkan dancing, for example, and Balkan singing and some Turkish music and some Moroccan music. And of course I'd been in Spain and I had done medieval music and I added it all up and I said, all this. And also I'm Jewish, so I guess I should look at Sephardic music.
Uh-huh. And tell us more about the fieldwork that you've done and how you've collected this music.
Well, I started doing fieldwork actually in French-Canadian music and not in Jewish music at all when I was living in Quebec and Montreal, going out to Acadie, to Maritime French Canada, and recording people. And then I started recording a little bit of Yiddish from my grandfather's friends in his generation. And then when I started working in Sephardic music, my doctoral dissertation was actually based on Sephardic music in Canada, which practically speaking means mostly in Montreal and Toronto. And, you know, we had a lot of Moroccan Sephardim, and a lot of them were very old. They were already in their 80s, who had come over to be with their children, who had emigrated to Canada. And
is this in the late 60s?
Well, I interviewed them in the 80s, but they'd come over very often in the late 60s. And it was great because a lot of these were women and men, but I mostly interviewed women because the Judeo-Spanish repertoire is more women. Their memories were very fresh because they hadn't come over very long before that. And they were delighted to sit and speak Spanish and some French with somebody and, you know, talk at great length about all these songs. Because, you know, it happens to people who move like that, not just Jewish people, of course. Their lives change. They don't have all the housework to do and all the hard work to do. And, you know, their children love them and try and make life easy for them, which is wonderful. But they don't know what to do with themselves. And they live in Canada and it's cold and 8 months of the year you can't go anywhere really. And so they were thrilled. And I recorded some really wonderful things. But there are not very many. There are not nearly as many Sephardim from Greece and Turkey and the Balkans in Canada. There are some, but it's not like the States where there are a lot and several generations. So I started getting postgraduate, postdoctoral grants. And I went to Salonika and Istanbul, and I went back to Morocco and Israel, of course, France, where else? Over the years, I've really done a lot of fieldwork recording Sephardim in various places.
Was it hard to find people?
Not really.
In the places that suffered from the Holocaust that were pretty much decimated.
But I'm talking about Sephardic music. So, Greece. You mean like Salonika?
Yeah.
Well, there are not very many people left there, but the few people who are there, it's not very difficult to find them for the same reason.
Was it easier in Israel?
Yeah, it's pretty easy in Israel. But the thing about Israel is I also sort of want to be careful because I have colleagues who are working and doing a lot of field work, and they're usually very generous and very kind about sharing information and field work and field recordings. So there's, you know, I don't also want to step on toes. And then I got interested in the Jews who never left the Iberian Peninsula, especially in Portugal and to some extent in the Balearics. And I really wondered if they had any kind of musical tradition that was different from their surroundings. So I started a series of ethnomusicology projects in Portugal. And I got so hooked, I never really stopped. I mean, officially the project's funding stopped, but I never stopped. And I've been spending a lot of time there.
So you did find then that there are
difference? No, they don't, as far as I can see. Well, I mean, that's a whole different discussion. They have a lot of traditions that are their own, but not different music, really.
Well, talk to us a little bit about the instruments as opposed to the songs themselves. Because I know that you demonstrate. I don't know if I should say play, but I know that you demonstrate of ethnic instruments.
I play them. I'm not a virtuoso. But the Sephardic tradition is not like, you know, klezmer has an instrumental tradition, but Sephardic music doesn't. You can play instruments. There really isn't any instrument you can't play with it. But it doesn't have a separate instrumental tradition. So you can be vocal alone, and that's fine. And you cover the whole Sephardic tradition. So the instruments are really icing on the cake. Now, they're great icing. And they basically depend where you live. So the oud, for example, is pretty much wherever there are Sephardim, there's an oud. But that's because all through North Africa and the Middle East, you know, and other parts of Africa, they play it. So if Muslims play it and if Middle Eastern Christians play it, Jews are going to play it too. I mean, they all play basically the same instruments. So the oud is probably the central instrument. Then you have the violin in all its different forms. You know, before the modern violin took over, you had earlier bowed instruments, and now the modern violin played Middle Eastern and North African style. I don't play it, but I play a medieval bowed instrument, the viel, which again we know that at least in medieval Spain that Jewish and Muslim and Christian musicians all played at King Alfonso X's court various instruments. I guess with Jews you see more harps in the illustrations than anything else. So there's the oud. I play the oud. I play the medieval viel, the bowed fiddle. I do a lot of hand percussion. We don't know, as my daughter says, back in the day, we don't know exactly how they handled percussion in the Middle Ages because you couldn't write it down, really. So I do Middle Eastern, North African, Balkan rhythms. A lot of the Sephardim in, say, Bulgaria and parts of Turkey adapt local rhythms to their songs. So you have to know how those rhythms work. And What else? Well, those are the instruments I play, but then they play kanuns, you know, the, how would you call it? Either a plucked zither or mm-hmm. you hit the strings with a little, very thin hammer, two little hammers, one mm-hmm. in each hand. And all kinds of other local instruments that people have saz in Turkey that people have adapted.
Do you mostly teach or do you mostly perform?
I don't know that I mostly do anything. I teach, I perform, I give workshops, I do research, I write articles. I think if I had to do only one of any of those things, I'd probably get not bored. It's not a boring thing to do. It's an exciting thing to do, but I think I'd get impatient with it. Mm-hmm. It's the mixture that I really like. Fieldwork is probably what I like best, but you can't do fieldwork all the time.
Tell us about what you're doing now.
Right now?
Well, you told me that you're based in Spain for a few months.
Yeah,
so.
I just got here a few hours ago. So I have, this year is more conferences than concerts. I don't have as many concerts this year. But I have a number of conferences to go to here and in Amsterdam and Jerusalem and England. And some field work I want to finish up in Portugal and a couple of workshops I promised to give again in Portugal. And I'm sure I'm leaving things out. There's a whole series of things that have to get done. Next week I'll be in Barcelona giving a talk on the women's square drum of Portugal and Spain, which actually shows up in a Haggadah from Barcelona from the 14th century. And I'll be giving a talk with demonstration on that for the first European frame drummers meeting. And then a talk on Sephardic music for the conservatory in Barcelona. And possibly one for Atid, but I have to talk to him today.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. I'll leave you now with Judith Cohen singing the title song from the CD she recorded with Eduardo Paniagua, Empezar Quiero Contar. The instrument you hear, by the way, is an oud, so now you know what it is, where it's from, and what it sounds like. See you next week.
Empezar quiero contar, echar de lo alto, y lo que voy a mentar, nada yo no falso, con risos y cantos y con gran placer, porque aman el mamzer, vos quiso matarmos. Yeah.